from the Lord, as recorded in Luke, the 10th chapter, verses 1 through 11 and 16 through 20. As you have already heard it, I would ask that you would pray with me and pray for me as we meditate from the theme, Lambs in the Midst of Wolves. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, again we stand before you. As an empty pitcher before you, Father, a full fountain. Again, I ask, Father, that you would fill this pitcher and allow it to overflow. Allow this message to find its way out into those you have given an ear to hear. Allow this message to find its way out into those you have given a heart to receive. Father, allow this message to find its way out into those you have given a will to do. We ask now, Father, that you would touch this voice and allow it to be yours. That only you are heard and not me. And this body you would hide behind this sacred desk, that only you would be seen. So, Father, we know the labor is plentiful, but the laborers are few. So help us to understand what it is to be lambs in the midst of wolves. Have your way in Jesus' name. Amen. I normally do this passage, this text, differently, and as we were going through and as I was looking at it, I needed to find a way to get us to understand what is transpiring. And this is really prevalent in today's time. So, I wanted to understand what it meant to be a wolf. What do wolves, how they're portrayed, and that great knowledge of all, Google, the AI version told me what it means in the Bible. It says in the Bible, it says, wolves are often used as metaphors for treachery, cruelty, ferocity, particularly in the context of danger and deception. They can go on a little further, but that's where I just wanted to stop right there. Wolves are, they represent treachery, cruelty, and ferocity. They represent danger and deception. If you all have that feeling from time to time that you're in the midst of wolves, and then I wanted to recognize what it is to be a lamb. And this is a good one. Again, Google. If I'd stuck with the first one that popped up, it says it is the meat of a young sheep. But we're not going to go there. That's just not the right one. Where is it? Just a minute. In the Bible, so in the Bible it says, a lamb, a powerful symbol primarily representing sacrifice, innocence, and purity. Great contrast. You've got treachery, ferocity, deceit, deception, to sacrifice, innocence, and purity. And as we look at this passage of text, Luke reminds us and tells us that Jesus called together, or it says he commissioned 72 others. Not just his 12, but 72 others he commissioned to go out and preach the good news. He sent them out in pairs. So we had 36 groups leaving out. He sent them on ahead in pairs to every city and place he was about to go. This is kind of on the heels of what happened on last Sunday, where he set his sights to Jerusalem and he sent disciples to Samaria, and they did not want him because that's not where he was going to stay. Right? So he sent the disciples at him. Christ is coming to these places. He's going to visit. He's coming through on his way to Jerusalem. And this is what he told them. The harvest is bigger than you can imagine. There are few workers. Therefore, plead with the Lord of the harvest to send workers out. He says, be warned. Though I am sending you out, he says, I'm sending you out as lambs in the midst of wolves. I'm sending you out innocent, pure, in the midst of deceit, deception, cruelty. And here's the kicker. He says, when you go out amongst them, take no wallet, no bag, no sandals. Don't even speak to anybody on the streets as you pass by. Whenever you enter a house, first say, may peace be upon this house. He says, if anyone there shares God's peace, then your peace will rest on that person. But if they don't, the peace will return to you. Now listen to this. At verse 7, he says, remain in this house, eating and drinking whatever they set before you, because a worker deserves to get paid. Don't move from house to house. Whenever you enter the city and its people welcome you, eat what they set before you. He says, heal the sick and say to them, God's kingdom has come upon you. Whenever you enter a city and the people don't welcome you, go into the streets and say, as a complaint against you, we brush off the dust of your city that has collected on our feet. But know this, God's kingdom has come to you. I assure you that Sodom will be better off on judgment day than this city. So, what does it mean to be a lamb in the midst of wolves? We experience it every day, don't we? Some of us recognize that we are in the midst of danger doing what God has called us to do. Others, not so much, because we still have not gotten to that place of being who God has called us to be versus hanging with those who are around us. God sends us out on a mission to make disciples for Jesus Christ, for the transformation of the world. And sometimes where he sends us is not where we want to be. But we must go anyway. And the way that we go is with our heads held high, not with anything of importance, but the word of God. He says, you take nothing with you. Don't speak to anybody along the way. When you get where you're going, offer peace. It's interesting. I have yet to see, you know, I watch National Geographic and all those things, and I understand the wolf mentality. The wolf is a loner at times, but if you really recognize and understand, wolves come together and hunt in packs. Kind of like how they treated Jesus. The scribes, the Pharisees, and all the religious leaders of his time got together as a pack to take down one lamb, one sacrifice, one offering that they might remain in power. So we've got to realize that we're going to always be in danger. Everywhere you go, there's going to be some danger. God sometimes places you there for a reason, that you can be the light that shines in the middle of all of that darkness, in the middle of all that danger. You can bring healing. You can bring peace. And there are other times you're going to go and somebody's not going to want you there. And for that, you simply shake the dust off and go about your business. Christ says, "You, if you go into this city, if you stay in this place, if they welcome you in to stay where you land, don't travel from place to place, but eat what is presented to you." Why? Because as a worker in the vineyard, as one of his, you deserve to receive a payment, to receive a reward. We get in our heads that we will go somewhere, and because we don't like the people, we don't think the house is up to our standards, we don't feel like it is what we should be doing, we want to go someplace else, right? It's also an experience in humility. You go and you do what you've been called to do. You allow the meekness, the humbleness of your spirit to let God's spirit grow and be who he's called you to be. Lambs in the midst of wolves. I kind of see it more so today than ever before. I haven't lived that long, but in my experiences, it is more prevalent today that we're in danger. Someone is out to get you because of who you are and whose you are. But you must still stand tall. You must still speak a word of what God has done for you and can do for someone else. Yep, there's going to be somebody that's not going to want to hear. Going to be some folks that's going to chase you off, that's going to run you away. There's going to be some folks that's going to slander and talk bad about you. But stay the course. Remember, Christ stood the course when he went on the cross for you. In the midst of all of that danger, he stood the course. He didn't come down because it was unbearable. He didn't come down because it wasn't for him. He hung on the cross that you and I can have eternal life, even though he knew that some of us would still make mistakes. To this day, he is still interceding and pleading on our behalf, even though he knows we've all sinned and we will all sin and fall short of the glory of God. So, my brothers and sisters, don't worry about where God sends you, where he leads you. Be willing to go and do what he has called you to do. We're all going to be lambs in the midst of wolves. We're all going to be sent places that we don't want to go to do some things that we're not comfortable in doing. But if our Lord and Savior Jesus could do it, so can you. You don't have to have anything fancy, anything expensive, anything priceless, anything for protection. Just have the word of God. Have faith in the word of God. and do what he's called you to do. It's what the lambs in the midst of wolves is all about. Even in the midst of danger, you be that bright light. You be that shining person for God. The one who is going to stand the test of time, sacrificing even unto death. It's the word of God for the people of God this morning.
Thanks be to God.